I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Breaking news from Adam Schefter and all the NFL insiders out there. Steelers standout edge rusher T.J. Watt seeking a new contract is not attending Pittsburgh's mandatory minicamp, per source. This would be, Mr. Dickerson, an escalation.
Yes.
Yes, Jeff Hathorn, earlier on in the show, if he thought T.J. would be there today, and if he would participate, and Jeff thought that he would be there but not participating. Now, you and I noted that he was not in any of the photographs from Cam Hayward's golf outing yesterday.
Right.
So we noted that, and I know what Jeff was saying. He was going off of 4 years ago when Watt did the hold-in thing. This is totally different to me. And do you know what T.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers have in common, Doran? Neither of them have won a playoff game in a Steelers uniform.
Right.
People would be pissed if Aaron Rodgers were not there today.
Correct.
Keep the same energy.
Right.
TJ can be there, and he can be a leader, and he can be a rah-rah guy, and he can work out on the side, and he could do exactly what he did 4 years ago, and he would eventually get the contract. That's what I wanted to see out of the guy. Like, this is not a team that has a great leadership structure. It just isn't. If you did, you'd probably won a playoff game in the last 8 years. He's part of it. Be there for this. I said the line in the sand for Rodgers was mandatory minicamp. I feel the same way about Watt. I feel the same way about Hayward. I feel the same way about DK Metcalf. If you're on the team, you need to be there today. And clearly, this is the Steelers and Watt not even being close on a contract extension, which I also don't get. Like, they waited around. They screwed the pooch on this.
Right.
Myles Garrett gets paid. Max Crosby gets paid. Now you've got Trey Hendrickson doing the same thing as T.J. Watt. I think it's a bad look for Watt. I think you could be here and still try to figure it out with your contract. I don't like it.
Well, it just seems to me like, I mean, if you think it's a bad look for Watt, if he's not going to show up, then it's not close. And there's probably a lot of friction at this point. And I said this before, and I said it just as a minute point. Maybe that they were protecting that position by drafting Jack Sawyer in the fourth round.
Man, it's a good point.
Like, as soon as they did that, I was like, maybe this isn't going to go the way that we all think it's going to go. And not that Jack Sawyer, he could be, and he played great at Ohio State. He was a fourth round pick, but like, you know, with him, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, like, that could be protection of, yeah, we may not see TJ.
I mean, I still think, and I agree with all that, I think you're still going to see a deal get done, but clearly there's trouble in paradise in a way that there wasn't 4 years ago. And while I am upset at TJ for not being there today because he's a leader and I thought he handled it the perfect way last time, I'm also furious with them. Like, we had talked about the merits of trading him earlier on in the offseason. Well, they never had intentions of that. So if you're going to pay him all along, what the hell is with this bizarre, antiquated approach of waiting until the last possible minute to get it done? Art Rooney II came out in his end-of-season media availability and said he's a one-helmet guy okay, get it done the day before then. Get it done the day after then. Get it done before Myles Garrett gets his deal. It doesn't have to be tough.
See, like, this is very interesting to me because this isn't your run-of-the-mill, hey, I need a new contract extension type situation. This is talking about being the highest paid at that position. And if you're not even close now, so who's going to get, like, who's really going to give in? If I feel like my worth is the best at my position, I should be paid higher than the guys that have got paid, the two guys that have got paid, and the Steelers are like, well, we are not willing to, like, how do you even come to a compromise there?
I agree.
How?
It seems like the easiest thing in the world to do. Like, you know what you're doing, right?
You should have did it first.
Right, you should have done it first, but that now that you haven't, like, it's pretty easy how you get it done, right?
You have to pay him.
You have to pay him. Maybe a dollar more than Myles Garrett, but that's what you got yourself into here. And I don't think there's a bad guy here necessarily. I think it was handled terribly. I don't think there's a bad guy here. TJ, of course should want to be the highest paid defensive player in football. Of course he should. He felt like he should have got the Defensive Player of the Year award over Myles Garrett, and it perturbed him to the point where he wasn't there when Cam Hayward was getting his Walter Payton Man of the Year award. So, like, he doesn't like Myles Garrett, and he shouldn't like Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett takes every opportunity he gets, like after the snow game, to say, oh, I'm the best edge rusher. TJ Watt should want to get paid higher than that guy. Absolutely. And the Steelers need to know what the cost of doing business is. Is DK Metcalf really worth $150 million? No, but the market says he is. So you paid it. The market says, right?
Well, let's not miss the point that TJ Watt is pissed. Like, we don't know TJ Watt, and I didn't talk to him, but he's pissed because he has his brother that's chirping in his ear too. And he's probably thinking of all kinds of things and how, you know, there's talks of being traded. There's talks of, you know, obviously Myles Garrett is kicking his feet up and has a new contract. You have the kid in with the Raiders, Max Crosby. He has a new contract. Like, TJ is pissed. I'm going to go out and say it. Like, yes. He's very, very upset about this situation.
And he should be, but you need to understand that you're Mr. I want to win here. First step in winning here is being here. So I get why he's pissed. He should be pissed.
But why should he want to be here if they don't want to pay him to be here? Like, why should I want to be here if you don't even want me here? You're not showing that you really want me.
Do you
want
to win or not? Like, he says he wants to win. He says he wants to win here. You know they're going to pay you eventually. They're going to cave. They always do. All you need to do is look at what happened 4 years ago. I just think it looks awful for TJ.
Four years ago, did they make him the highest paid at his position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'll do it again. Now the money, it was, what, $28 million? We're looking at $40 million, but the cap's going up. And it, from a percentage of the cap standpoint, it's going to be very similar. 412-928-9370. Time to react to that. We got Neil Walker briefly coming up next. That poor guy getting squeezed out here because there's a massive breaking Steelers story. Fam weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high is 75. That's Ryan Reeves. We'll be back shortly. It's Fam Morning Show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's it. That's it. No music, just the mummy screaming, signifying breaking news.
Yes.
I like it. For those who missed it in the last segment, TJ Watt not expected to report to mandatory minicamp today. Doran said It's a big deal. Guy's pissed. I think it's a bad look. Your chance to chime in at 412-928-9370. I feel like we missed the music a little bit.
A little bit.
I feel like it took some of the wind out of my sails.
Mm-hmm.
We had great energy in the last segment, and now we've got this mummy scream and nothing else. Here we go. I think it's a bad look. Doran says, TJ clearly pissed. Your thoughts on a Steelers captain and future Hall of Famer not doing what he did 4 years ago, which was hold in, but instead, we got ourselves a hold out.
Yes.
412-928-9370. The YouTube stream is popping. I'm guessing that our stream is popping. People want to give their opinions on this. We'd love to hear from you. Is it a bad look? 412-928-9370. Just to underscore your point about TJ being pissed, he did the peace sign thing. He didn't do that last time. He's doing the holdout now. He was a hold-in last time. And coming off of the hold-in, he tied the single-season sack record. So if ever there was a blueprint to follow, that's the blueprint. And he's going the opposite way. And you know, people would be crushing Aaron Rodgers if he weren't here today.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't we crush TJ Watt?
I mean, there's only one reason. I mean, we got a tweet here. So explain to me how TJ participating in minicamp benefits anyone. If anything, it's you're hindering the young players of getting reps. Like, it's not really about the reps. It's not about him working on his skills. It's mandatory.
Just be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Be there.
Exactly mandatory. Right. It's mandatory. You set a good example. Craig Riley wasn't jumping on the air at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, but him being around as our fearless, bald leader, it's good for morale.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need to throw bald in there, but I did anyhow. 412-928-9370. Yeah, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth here, Steelers fans. If Aaron Rodgers weren't there today, people would be excoriating him.
Yes.
Doesn't care about the team, doesn't care
right.
about the process. Now, I understand there are differences. He's picking up a new offense, whereas TJ Watt is going to play in the same defense, but TJ himself said it at the end of the year. He wanted to be used differently this season. He wants to move around a little bit. Alex Highsmith recently said something similar when he was on with the NFL Network. There's going to be wrinkles, and yeah, I'm sure he can pick it up, but why not now? Why not in June, when the next time after these three practices everyone's going to get together isn't going to be until the end of July?
Mark Abali just tweeted, if the Steelers want, they could find Watt around $100,000 for missing minicamp.
Because it's mandatory.
Yep.
And
I mean, do you expect them to find him? And that's just going to make things worse. I mean, but I fully expect them to do it if that's their roles. That's the rules. I expect them to do it, and that's just going to make it worse. Probably.
That's a great question. I'd find his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he should
I would.
Be here.
Be here. And you want to win playoff games here? Then put the effort in. That was the thing with Rodgers. Does he really care about football? Ask the same thing about TJ then, or is it all just about the money? Because he could get the money by being here for the ball. And people are texting in that TJ's got a new kid. And believe me, I empathize with that. There's nothing better than being a father. And you want to spend as much time as you can with your kids. But I can't just take today off of work because I want to spend quality time with my kid.
Yeah, there's no paternity leave in the NFL.
Right. And even if so, it would have passed. The kid's 3 months old,
right.
For God's sake.
DK Metcalf just had a kid, too. He's 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, and DK's going to be there today. We kind of had this pegged when we saw that Watt wasn't at the Cam Hayward golf outing. 412-928-9370. We've given our thoughts. Duffy in the car wants to give his. Good morning, Duffy.
Good morning.
What up?
Hey, man, I just have a thought. TJ Watt, you're picking on him for not being there, and I agree. The reason I do is he's under contract. He's being paid. I remember Mike Merriweather back in the day. Didn't report. Art Rooney Sr. didn't pull any punches. He said, I own you. You will play for me or you won't get paid. He lost $1 million, ended his career, basically. So
yeah.
That's my thoughts on TJ Watt. Get your butt in camp.
I'm with you, Duffy. And look, I understand when guys want to get paid that they're going to do stuff outside of the norm to try to get paid. But TJ Watt did it 4 years ago by actually being there, and he sets the all-time single-season sack record.
Right.
I would have been totally fine if he reported today and didn't play.
Right. And didn't practice, yeah.
I don't want to see this guy get hurt out there whenever he's trying to make money, and even more so for the good of the team. Like, you need a healthy TJ Watt. They win games, not playoff games. They win games when he's there. They don't when he's not. This is a change in the way that he's behaving. And it makes you wonder just why.
I know exactly why.
You think he's mad that they waited around for Rodgers?
There's a lot of reasons why, but I think the main reason, and I just said this before, I think his brother's in his ear saying, don't get taken advantage of. Don't let them do this to you. You deserve this. You deserve that. Look at how my career went.
They should have done this 2 years ago.
Should have done this a while ago. I played for a different team at the end of my career. I guarantee his brother's in his ear. His brother went out, on national TV and the podcast or whatever he was on and said it multiple times.
And if we're going to put words in Art Rooney II's mouth when his brother goes out and talks about being above the mean, we should absolutely keep that same energy whenever it's J.J. Watt talking about T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are tight, man. They're brothers. They hang out all the time. They go ice fishing and do weird kind of cheese curd stuff in Wisconsin. So if J.J.'s saying it, he's just being the mouthpiece for T.J. Here's a text. Man. F what? He only cares about individual awards. Call it out. All right, do you agree with that texter? 412-928-9370. Is your reaction to Watt holding out today F what? 412-928-9370. We had this conversation off air today. Off air. Where we were talking about everyone wants to trade TJ Watt. Everyone wants to trade, or not everyone, but people want to trade Paul Skeens. Sidney Crosby haven't quite got to that spot. And you're like, what the hell's going on with us here in Pittsburgh? And, man, Watt ain't won nothing. Like, that's the other thing that, should that rub me the wrong way? I mean, it's not 100% his fault. Like, it goes to Mike Tomlin. But he ain't ever won a playoff game. And he's holding out. And he says he's all about winning. He just wants to win here. Well, then you got to do everything possible to win. And part of that is being here.
But so does the team. Like, it takes two to tango.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to come up with their end of the bargain, too. Like, they're into the deal, right? Like, if I want to win and I say I want to be here and I want to win here, show me that you want to do the same. I can't just say it and you don't want me here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.